Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Jesus reminds us to watch for the signs of his return. Today, we will explore further what we are seeing in our times that line up with what signs he said would indicate the potential of the end and his return. We will also discuss the practical meaning of this as we watch and as a remnant prepare as he so leads. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
End Times Friday. This will be airing, I believe, 27th of, June coming up. Day after my birthday, actually.
That's right. 54 this year. No, 74.
Yeah, 54, yeah.
I was 54. That's your wedding anniversary.
54, that's good. That's my 54th wedding anniversary.
I'm
54 years old.
Uh-huh.
Actually, 75 is my
75.
Birthday.
This is 75.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your wedding, that's right. Your wedding anniversary is 20 years after my birthday. And so that's what I have. That's what I remember. So you're at 54 wedding and 75 birthday, and you're going to be at the Biltmore celebrating. That's a fun place to celebrate.
Yeah, we'll have a big party. It'll be Linda's birthday, my birthday, anniversary.
What birthday is this for Linda? She's a little bit younger than you, right?
She's a baby. She's 73.
Okay. Yep. Just a young'un.
She still looks like a baby. we had Denny Weinberg on, and who's, you know, our expert from Israel. Remember he described that the northern border was on fire.
Yes.
Which is hard to, it's hard for us to fathom it. One reason is we've gotten zero news on this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not even an item that anybody even understands or thinks. Their northern border with Lebanon, and basically it's Hezbollah. And what they're doing, as Denny described it, is they are lobbing these missiles that actually purposely start fires.
Right. And a lot of them.
And a lot of them. And they've basically spread them across the entire northern border. So I want to show, if you're on YouTube, you can see this. So we'll try to describe it to you. For those that are listening just sound, but here's a picture that Denny sent us of the fire, and you can see it's widespread, and there's just fire everywhere, which includes, you know, there's some housing areas, and mostly it's just the border area. It hasn't killed many people. But obviously, it's causing a lot of resources to try to put it out. And they just, what they keep doing is keep, as they put things out, they just keep lobbing more, you know. So they have a new battle on the northern front in addition to what they're fighting out in Gaza. They did recover, by the way, hostages, four or five hostages that came.
A few, yeah.
In the tunnels. They don't think that many are left, but they're still going after us. So it's an interesting dynamic. Denny will update us on the latest, because they had a person from the opposition party who was the prime minister before resign from the coalition. And he's trying to push, you know, a conclusion, hey, get this done. And we'll see what the political outcome of all that. Denny will be able to comment on that, but it's a lot of things going on in Israel. So it's very volatile, northern front, southern front, and then politically inside the country of, you know, okay, where's this going to go,
right?
As things line up. So we'll keep watching that. But we've been discussing economics, and one of the things that the Holy Spirit does for us is tell us of things to come. Mm-hmm. And it's a heads up, pay attention, and then start what it should initiate is our dialogue with the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. To say, okay, I see this. Thank you for alerting me.
Right.
I don't know what to do with this yet. Matter of fact, he says, don't you try to figure out what to do with this yet.
Right. Let me show you.
let me show you. But I'm giving you enough warning or heads up or time to be prepared for something that I need to reveal to you. Mm-hmm. And remember, this can be personal stuff. Just things that God says, hey, I'm going to, I'd like you to think about selling your house, or I'd like you to think about maybe a new direction for you, or a new ministry, or something that's going to happen with us. Like, for example, with the ministry we've got, through a series of things that have been introduced to us, God has shown us that we are... we have ability to, it's effective to develop an abiding for unbelievers. Mm-hmm. And it happened, you know, started to happen. God says, hey, pay attention. Tell us
happened
more.
Happened very unexpectedly, yeah. Honestly. And God just did his thing.
just did it and say, okay, now take this further and develop this further. And we are. And we're seeing a whole, let's say, opportunity to introduce Jesus in a different way. Because typically, you know, evangelicals have had a approach of, you know, I got to tell you that you need Jesus, you're a sinner, here's the four spiritual laws or something similar, and then you can become a believer. And it's all geared toward trying to persuade them of a transaction that they need, which, by the way, is true. It's a true statement, but the approach is interesting. And so what God gave us is that just get people in the Word of God and don't approach it with an apologetic per se. I mean, we'll give it as we need to, but he gave it to us. So pay attention. We're developing it, and it's starting to have some impact. And it's like, huh. And what we did is we did pay attention. Huh, we saw that. Let me tell you something. Okay. Now we went into a dialogue with him. Mm-hmm. Show me more. Walk me down the path. And then we did. And then, look at that. And then all of a sudden it starts to come together. It's there. So that can happen on a personal level, certainly. But then it can also happen on a global level.
Right.
And that is, hey, things are happening in a global way that are going to impact everybody is going to be subject to this. Mm-hmm. This is just an analogy of it. But here in Colorado last weekend, we basically, you know, had a cloudburst happen over the entire Front Range. Where it was massive rain and hail.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, it washed gullies out and all kinds of stuff, and streets were flooded. And, you know, and the forecast, you know, came, hey, this is coming. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like, well, Rich, on your house, it's going to happen. it's coming to the Front Range.
Right.
And everybody's going to get impacted by this. And pay attention to it. It wasn't, you know, as I've tried to describe, we have personal things happen, but this wasn't personal. It was more what I call global.
Right.
And we did. We got impacted by it, and a lot of people got impacted by it. So it was, get ready. Hey, put your cars in the garage, for example, so you don't get the hail damage. A variety of things. Don't go driving out when this happens. Pay attention to the action needed based on the global thing. So the one thing that we're starting to see is a global indicators that while the news is saying we have a strong economy, and particularly the stock market has been pretty favorable, there's a lot of information that God's trying to say, hey, pay attention.
Right.
Yeah, it looks that way today. Mm-hmm. But there's things happening that you need to be aware of that are going to have an impact on a global basis. And because we're part of that global basis, it's going to impact us. Mm-hmm. Not purposely, not individually, but more corporately.
Right.
But because of that, God says, okay, pay attention. Now this should initiate a personal dialogue with God. Okay, help me understand it with my investments, my job, my career, my income, my spending, my saving. All of this is something that he is wanting to say. Now that you at least are paying attention, mm-hmm. I'll guide you step by step into how to get prepared for this or how to get ready for it, because he said it means something. So I'm just to give you some information here that this is last week, Bank of America reported that there's been a sell-off of stocks in the last 5 weeks from people that are in their accounts. And so instead of taking, you know, selling stock and reinvesting it back in the stock market, they're taking it out of the stock market.
Oh, interesting.
And it's a big, you know, billions of dollars of it. So it's a big thing. And then there was the second largest sell-off of tech stocks in history.
Right.
Last week. So that's starting, and that means, I don't know if you remember the bubble, you know, that was the hot internet and what they called tech stocks back in the late 1990s, where there was a run-up of stocks, and all of a sudden it was a great collapse. Dot-com, what they called dot-com stocks.
Right.
That, and the same thing in 2008. And then on the debt level, there's record debt of consumers.
Right.
And it's growing dramatically, like 8-9% in the last year. And then we're talking, you know, therefore trillions of dollars mm-hmm. of debt. And what's happening is that about 60-70% they see in the United States are living on debt, mm-hmm. living on credit card. And the reason is inflation.
Right. I actually read something just the other day talking about in the last, since COVID, the cost of owning a house, even if you owned it outright, between repairs, taxes, all of these sort of things in the last 4 years has increased on average between 23-26% per wow. household.
Wow.
That's a huge number, right?
Yep. Yep. And because of, you know, when you're under pressure financially and you have obligations like mortgages and rent and real estate taxes and insurance and things like that.
And even just maintenance and yeah.
Yeah. And but what it does is that you start to not buy things. Mm-hmm. That would keep stimulating the economy,
right?
Because you just decide I've got to try to keep up and just survive mm-hmm. it.
Your margin is being taken away, right?
Yeah. It's called marginal income, actually. And as that shrinks, and that's why, you know, Casey Mulligan that we've had on, we should actually have him on again. I think I mentioned this before to talk about that because that's his theory. Mm-hmm. Is that everything's really geared toward this marginal income? You know, mm-hmm. taxes, government policies, inflation. And when you reduce that, mm-hmm. it causes people not to buy things, which means
right.
then the company doesn't have sales, and they start to lay people off, and that's how it snowballs. Mm-hmm. Is try to do that, and the U.S. debt burden is now in a couple of days is going to be $35 trillion, and we've added $1 trillion in the last quarter, headed toward 36 and on.
Wow.
The Fed, because they can't get the debt interest rates down to where it doesn't make a difference. So now that it's really impacting, you know, the United States and what's happened, particularly as the debt has increased, it's caused what they call bondholders to not reinvest back in bonds because they're concerned mm-hmm. about that. And there's a big impact, you know, on the economy. So what's happening, and this is what we urge everybody to consider, is that I believe this is a heads up.
Mm-hmm.
God is saying, let me warn you, truth is truth. There are things happening underneath the surface that would spell that there's going to be what we would call recession.
Mm-hmm.
Now, by the way, it might be able to be pushed off until the election. And depending who gets elected, it might even be pushed off even further. But it doesn't change the info. Matter of fact, it would be actually good to be pushed off because it gives us time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's imminent, like we're on the verge of a crisis. But I do believe we're being warned.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention.
It's more fragile than it looks.
It's more fragile than it looks. And globally, there could be what we call a snowball, you know, a rolling downhill effect that it picks up steam. Because once it starts to happen, and it's not now noted as happening, other people then start to join that process and everybody pulls back. Uh-oh, we're having a recession. We're going to have a recession. It started. Probably it is going to impact me, and it kind of wait. And God, I think God's saying, hey, pay attention. I'm giving you a heads up. And what that should initiate is for us to pursue. I'm willing to pay attention. I'm not going to put, in other words, my head in the sand and say it doesn't matter. I'm going to receive that. Father, what do you got to say to me? Well, it's kind of cool. He actually talks to us a little bit about how to approach it. So go to Colossians chapter 1, and I believe we were doing 9 to 12, right?
Yes. Okay, it says, "For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers in the inheritance of the saints in the light."
Yep. So if we look at, you know, this beautiful, you know, admonition of, you know, this is what he's trying to lead us into. He said that one is that we are partakers of the inheritance of the saints and the light, and that our inheritance is the life of God. And he describes it, the life of God is in the saints, and it's living in the light. And the word light there is disclosing the truth, basically. You'll know the truth. You'll see the truth. You inherit the ability to see the truth, and it'll be clear to you.
Right.
And he says it's a great inheritance to have the life of God. And he kind of implies that it's a willingness to receive it, which is I'll surrender my will to your will. So in this scenario, when we're trying to say it's a heads up, it's kind of a simple approach. And it's this. You can go one of two ways. I don't care. So what? I'm fine. You know, how bad can it get? What difference does it make? Hey, God will take care of me anyway. I don't need to worry about this. And what you're saying is that my determination is primary over seeking God's determination. Or the second way would be, I don't know the outcome of this, but I have a heart to go to the light. I'm willing to go to the light. I'm willing to surrender my will, because the inheritance comes from the death. Christ said, I've died and given it to you. You have to die to receive it.
Right.
That's really interesting in a spiritual way, because it's not automatic. I have to put to death self to receive the inheritance. and go into
and
the
by
light.
The way, self, I would actually say maybe there's three ways that could go there. Because okay. Self can look two different ways.
Okay.
One, by the, it doesn't matter, whatever, I'm just going to kind of ignore it. Two, you're pressing into God, which is not self. That's coming against that. And then the third way to go to self is, I see all this and I'm going to run and take care of it on my own.
Yeah.
You know, and so self can be on either side of that, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. Really good point. Yeah. Is that, okay, all right, well, therefore, mm-hmm. I'm going to go do X, Y, and Z, you know.
Right.
And Gus says, well, Holly just said pay attention.
That's not it either.
You know, follow my will. I really like right. that you're saying that yes, it can be, I will take action. Mm-hmm. I received the warning. Okay, that's good.
Right.
But based on that warning, I'm going to go take action and make my own decisions. And God says, right. God, you don't need to, because why? Well, he said, I'm praying and asking and requiring mm-hmm. and inviting you that you're filled in verse 9 mm. with what? In verse 9, he says it.
Filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
Spiritual understanding. That knowledge of his will. Mm-hmm. In wisdom and spiritual understanding, that mm-hmm. Yes, I'm going to ask you to pay attention. Now, I will deliver to you the knowledge, and the word there is the experiencing of.
Right.
It won't be just you'll know it intellectually. It's no, you'll start to walk it, and you'll understand my will, and along that path of my will. I'm going to give you wisdom,
mm-hmm.
And remember, wisdom is the beauty of God's absolute way to bring us the covenant and help us understand the right. steps to have him deliver that covenant because he knows and we don't.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'll give you that wisdom, and that's why it's unique. Yeah, and you and I really we're always careful not to make a global. We see global information,
right?
But we don't make global proclamation.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
Well, therefore, go do these three things. No. Mm-hmm. What we say is, I can't say it strong enough. Pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
But seek God's wisdom; He'll deliver it to you. He'll now right. show you what to do with it. And he said, not only will I give you wisdom, I'm going to give you spiritual understanding. There are forces.
Yeah, so talk about the difference between those two things.
Well, wisdom is really insight of, let me show you what this is going to, how this is going to impact you and the steps mm-hmm. that I'm asking you to take to apply in a practical way. And that actually mm-hmm. the word wisdom even means this. I'll give you practical steps mm-hmm. that you'll know which way to go.
Right.
Go right, go left. Do this, do that. Not do it, don't do this. Wait for this. Here's how I want you to approach it. And so it's walking forward with the steps as we get God's wisdom of here's what I'm going to do. God speaking, and here's what I want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, understanding is giving you context for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's giving you the why for this.
Right.
I'm going to show you things. And he said spirit. He used the word spiritual there because it's not mechanical
mm-hmm.
and it's not just natural logic.
Right. And there's often so many other things going on that we don't see in the logic, in the flesh, right, that God needs to reveal in the spiritual realm that are going on as
that's
well.
That's right, yeah. And there are dynamics going on. And by the way, I might even show you a much deeper level of this. Like, for example, in our End Times Fridays, this is about, well, maybe we're headed toward the tribulation mm-hmm. And get ready. And what we're talking about today is, well, this is just showing signs of what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So in the moment, okay, forget the end times of the tribulation. It's just another global thing happening. Okay, he might show a spiritual understanding to say, as you start to evaluate this and look at this, you might be seeing that this is headed toward setting things up for the tribulation.
Right.
And I'll give you spiritual understanding of that because there's bigger things happening. And I'll start to help you understand it and understand the why of it, the context of it, the motivation behind it, the hope that we might have. Understanding is that I see a little bit what God's up to as as opposed to the what I'm supposed to do.
Right.
And what he's going to do. I see the, oh, I, now I understand,
yes,
you know, you know what's going on. So that, you know, think of, I don't know if you remember in college, you know, when you went to a math course, they would be trying to show you a concept, formulas and stuff. And you could mechanically do it. Okay, I can do this. And I can learn it, how to do it mechanically.
You can just pattern it, right?
I
you can't just pattern it.
But there becomes this moment when through receiving, 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 you understand it. Okay, I understand it now.
Right.
And now I can apply that.
To multiple situations,
to multiple situations, because I finally understood the concept. And understanding is I've received it now, and I really see something that I didn't see before.
Right.
I wasn't just mechanically responding. It was like, ah, okay, got it. And there's the word understanding is you start to have a strength of relationship that you begin to see things that God wants you to see. And it, what it does is it settles your heart.
Right.
Even when there's, you know, bad news coming up, it's like, well, but I'm going to show you something that you understand it. And when you understand it, it's like, oh, okay. And then our, by the way, our next question is always, now what?
Right.
You know, what do we do next? So, you know, we'll continue this. We'll go through more of, Colossians and the impact of that. But with what we're trying to alert everybody is I think God's given us a heads up. Our heart is, do you want to follow? I'd like to have a heart to follow. I don't need to figure I don't need to figure this out. I don't need to ignore it. I just need to be willing to receive wisdom and understanding that will actually reveal his will, which is going to be best and none better. Because it's born, one of the things that we understand is he's leading me to the covenant, regardless of what's happening on the world.
Right.
So we'll talk more about it. Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us insight about this. We pray that we'll continue to talk about it. And we do lift Israel up with those fires right now. And just pray that they can get those under control and it won't impact a broader region. And that you'll be giving wisdom to them and give them spiritual understanding. And so we just pray for that. And thank you that you're giving us a heads up about economic things that we could at least raise the question and be aware of it and seek you. We thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks so much for sharing such a good conversation. I want to leave one more verse out there for today for our listeners that just goes so beautifully with what we've talked about, and that is Daniel 2:22. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him.
Ah, there we go.
So just a great anchor verse for this time, for sure. But thank you for listening to us today. And if you have any questions, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. And Kathy, bring that verse back up next time.
Will do.
Because that's it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal passage.
how about if I tell you secrets? Yeah, we'd like that. We'd like that. All right, everybody. We'll see you soon.
Sounds good. Yep.
All right.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.